I wonder if I caught your attention when I mentioned Butch Cassidy hiding out in the canyons here. The rugged and remote canyon country of southern Utah was even more remote in the late 1800s. At this time, Utah was being developed by ranchers, miners, timbermen, and homesteaders. But it was also the home of some of the most infamous outlaws of the American West. Butch Cassidy is the best known of Utah's outlaws. And with the help of his partner, the Sundance Kid, and the Wild Bunch, he was also among the most successful of Western outlaws. From 1870 to 1900, as the railroads connected the coast and homesteaders flocked west, big business dominated politics. The wealthy became wealthier, while the average Joes lived hand-to-mouth with little opportunity to get ahead. In this environment, many of the law-abiding common folk citizens took secret satisfaction in the fact that outlaws caused trouble for the rich. Outlaws were often known for their generosity and kindness towards the common people, which was often repaid. In fact, on many occasions, the ability of outlaws to evade capture depended in large part on the locals, who often provided them with food, supplies, and fresh horses. And those locals were known to purposely confound lawmen with misinformation. The isolated and intricate mazes of Utah's canyons, here and in other places in the state, often provided perfect cover for outlaws on the run.